A red flag warning was issued last week for higher elevations in Sonoma County. It has since been extended. Joining us on the KSRO Lifeline is meteorologist for the National Weather Service, Braden Murdoch. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what is contributing to the red flag warning this time?
Well, this time we're seeing plenty of winds out of the north. That means dry air coming into the area. And on top of that, some of these winds are on the stronger side. Last night we saw 64-mile-per-hour gusts along some of the higher peaks like St. Helena. And earlier in the weekend, we actually saw a peak gust at St. Helena 80 miles an hour. So it's been a windy weekend at those higher elevations. Luckily, not a whole lot of those winds filtering into the lower valleys, but still, dry and windy conditions are not a good time when it comes to fire weather.
No, not at all. Now, historically, is it common to see a red flag warning this early in the year?
Well, it's an interesting, it is early in the season for it, but technically we've had red flag warnings as early as January, but that's kind of coming more from the end of the previous year. So as far as the season goes, it is kind of rare. The last time we had a red flag warning this early in the year was back in 2013, and that was a pretty strong drought year. This year, we're starting off with some windy and dry conditions. A lot of areas are pretty well behind as far as rainfall values, and doesn't look like we're going to get a whole lot of moisture in the long-term forecast.
Now, the current red flag warning has been extended through tomorrow at 6 p.m. Is it possible that it will be extended yet again after that?
Not so much. So with tomorrow, or tonight's winds going into tomorrow, afterwards the pattern does switch up, and we do switch to a little bit more of an onshore flow, which could increase some of that humidity, but also limits the availability for the stronger winds to form. So things will try to calm down in the midweek, and we'll actually start to see a bit of a cooling trend. But yeah, today and tomorrow, we're still going to be on alert for those fire conditions.
Now, if fires start, how quickly can they spread, and generally what direction would they be likely to move in?
It depends on the area. If it's on the side of a mountain, it'll try to move up the mountain pretty well. Generally, if we're dealing with more flatter conditions or a flatter portion of the area, they'll try to spread southward with these winds.
Okay.
Now, and that also depends on if it's in a valley, you get kind of filtering through there.
Sure.
So it is complex, but yeah, generally more south-facing areas would be in trouble.
Okay. Do we have any rain coming?
Not looking good for that. The long-term forecast is looking fairly dry. The most we could see is maybe some fog and drizzle causing some moisture here and there, but otherwise not looking at anything big.
Wow. Well, we're in a drought. We know that. Should we expect then red flag warnings to be declared fairly often this summer?
It's a likelihood we'll see a few more red flag warnings, but it's more going to be because of the winds. We've seen these dry conditions before, but now this early in the season, it is going to be a lot more wind-based as we start to see some more patterns coming through, giving us these northerly strong winds. So if we see less of those northerly component winds, it can still be fairly dry, but red flag warning is also a wind product.
Right.
So the less winds we see, the better off we're going to be as far as fire weather concerns. So that's going to be a big part of forecasting this summer, is to keep an eye on those winds.
Very good. We appreciate your updates. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That is Braden Murdoch, meteorologist for the National Weather Service.